Missing Mom by Joyce Carol Oates. Read by Anna Fields. Disc 1.
Scattered throughout the text are references to bread baking taken from Breadcraft by Charles and Violet Schaefer, Yerba Buena Press, San Francisco, 1974. Last time. Last time you see someone and you don't know it will be the last time. And all that you know now, if only you'd known then. But you didn't know. And now it's too late. And you tell yourself, how could I have known? I could not have known. You tell yourself. This is my story of missing my mother. One day, in a way unique to you, it will be your story too. Mother's Day, May 9th, 2004. One of those aloof-seeming spring days, very sunny but not very warm. Gusts of wind rushing down from Lake Ontario in mean little skirmishes like hit and run. A sky hard-looking as blue tile. That wet grassy smell lifting from the neat rectangular front lawns on Deer Creek Drive. In patches, lilac bushes were blooming up and down the street. Vivid, glowing purple, lavender, like swipes of paint. At 43 Deer Creek, my parents' house, where Mom lived alone now that Dad had died, there were too many vehicles parked in the driveway and at the curb. My brother-in-law's Land Rover, my Aunt Tabitha's old black hearse-sized caddy, these made sense. But there were others, including a low-slung lipstick-red sports car shaped like a missile.